Recording 2.
Today's guest is Bill Murphy, who worked for the police force for over 17 years until his retirement last week. Welcome to the show, Bill. You're going to tell us how to protect our homes, is that right?
Thank you. Yes, that's right. As you say, I used to work for the police force, and I must have seen hundreds of burglaries during that time. Unfortunately, burglary seems to be on the increase. The number of burglaries in our area rose by 25% last year. What's so frustrating is that it's possible to prevent many burglaries. For example, a few weeks ago, a woman called to report a robbery at her house. It happened at 5 in the afternoon while she was watching the news on TV in a room at the back of the house. Her son was also at home. He was doing his homework in his bedroom when the burglar came into the house.
So how did the burglar break in without anybody hearing him?
Well, this woman used to keep the front door locked at all times. But when her son got older, he often went out to visit his friends after school, so she would leave the door unlocked whenever she was at home so he could come and go easily. The burglar simply walked in through the front door, which was unlocked, and no one heard a thing. So you see, you do need to be careful to lock your door at all times of the day.
Absolutely. And what did the burglar steal?
On this occasion, the burglar came in through the front door, picked up the woman's handbag, and while she was watching the TV, he emptied it out and stole her purse. The son didn't hear anything because he was listening to music and working on his computer upstairs. Then the burglar went into the front room, opened all the cupboards, and took a valuable collection of CDs. But the surprising thing is that after that, he went into the kitchen and stole the roast chicken the woman had cooked for dinner. So, you see, it really is important to make sure that...